No, matches. These matches are no good now. Yeah. The pocket matches, you know. We went to the store the other day, and my wife said, "You better get a package of matches." And we were right at the matches then, and they didn't have a blame thing but these little pocket-sized matches. Mm-hmm. And then big old boxes of, I call them kitchen matches, you know, like yeah. people used to have to light stove, you know, wood stove.
Are those safety matches? I believe they
mm-hmm.
are.
But they're too small and they're not worth a flip. You could tote them in your pocket just a little while. Now, I'd had them in my pocket here yesterday, just piddling around the place. Now the head just flips off mm-hmm. them.
Now, the ones that aren't safety matches, so white tips seem to work a lot better than
mm-hmm.
the safety matches.
Yeah.
Let's see what all we've got. If you're talking about a lady that was about 91 years old, but she acted like she's 19 as far as getting up and doing the work and going places and everything, how would you describe her?
Well, I hardly know, tell you the truth.
I say for her age, she's pretty...
That is very unusual. I guess it does happen. I don't know hardly how you might explain that.
Okay, if the children were out later than usual, you say, "I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy."
Uneasy. And a child might say, "I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm
afraid."
And do you have any other words for that?
Well, some people says I might say I'm scared.
And what
some say I'm afraid
mm-hmm.
to go up.
And what do you call a place like the dark upstairs that makes somebody afraid? So that's what kind of place?
Well, I don't exactly know, but I've heard it used by people much older than I am when I was a boy. Don't go in that dungeon up there.
Mm-hmm. And what about a person that's gets afraid easily? You said he's a what kind of person?
Scary.
Scary?
Scary person.
Thank you, man.
Don't hit that wire on the door.
If a child gets older and isn't afraid anymore, you say she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be.
And what if somebody starts being afraid, starts being scary? You say, "I don't know, don't understand why she's afraid. She what?"
Well, I've heard people use the word jittery because she's so jittery now. I don't know whether it's, don't know how you might spell that.
Mm-hmm.